Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Mindset Elevation Coach, Intentional Living Guide, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women since 2006. And one of the things I love to do more than anything is give away transformational gifts. And on June 16th, the doors open to season 12 of the Inspired Living Giveaway. You can grab your treasure trove of over 50 transformational gifts at inspiredlivinggiveaway.com. Again, that's inspiredlivinggiveaway.com. Well, joining me today, we're going to be talking about creativity, healing, transformation, art, and so much more with one of my soul sisters, Cindy Wenzel. As a natural-born teacher and facilitator, Cindy consciously merges her 35 years as a teacher and educator with her in-depth training as a certified creative depth coach, certified Zentangle teacher, soul collage facilitator, journey circles facilitator, and a moon circles guide to empathically and joyfully guide women to tap into their creativity through expressive arts as tools for healing and transformation. As you'll discover, Cindy knows firsthand of the healing power of creativity from her own personal transformation out of addiction since 2015. Welcome, welcome, Cindy. I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. This is wonderful. I'm so grateful for this experience.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've always loved the work you do in the world. And I've been following you for a while. And then I got to know you on a deeper level through multiple projects. And I really want to dive in right at the beginning about, I know there's some woman listening going, oh, I'm not creative. That's my sister. That's my mother. But it's not me. And I want to get that out of the way right now. So do you believe everyone's creative, even the ones who may not identify as creative?
I absolutely do, because I have experienced that myself. I did not think I had a creative bone in my body, that very familiar saying. And once I retired, I was quite lost. And I picked up a book on Zentangle, actually, and thought, oh, I think I might be able to do this. And boom, from there, it just went on and opened up my eyes and my soul and my spirit to the healing power of creativity. So even if you don't identify as a creative, it's so simple, really, to put paint on paper or glue an image on a piece of paper, and what comes out of that is this image can speak to you, and you can ask this image questions, and it really guides you in your life, and you can step into other possibilities in your life. So it creativity, yes, I do believe everyone is creative in some way or another, even if it's not in the artistic realm. It can be with cooking, it can be with coaching, it can be with teaching others, it could be with quilting, sewing. There are so many ways that we are already creative that we just, it's important to tap into that energy.
And I love that, because as you and I have shared in personal conversations, I have a sister that for years said, I'm not the creative one, Linda, you are, because I used to do oil painting years ago. I was always doing something, right? Yeah. And let's see, she's probably in her late 50s now. I would say about 6 years ago, she attended one of those, you know, those wine nights.
Oh, yeah. You know,
a friend of hers dragged her to it. Something, a switch was flipped, Cindy. Mm-hmm. And she sent me a picture holding it up after class that night. And it lit something up inside her. And she went and bought all kinds of supplies. And now she plays and does crafts and all this. And this is a woman who said, that's not me. I didn't get that gene. And to watch the transformation has been extraordinary. And you must witness that with your clients in the community.
Oh, absolutely. All the time. All the time. People, you know, come to me, mostly women, and we work together. And once they see what they're putting down and they step away from it, you know, kind of look at it from a distance and say, wow, we did that, you know, and it has this sole purpose for them that oftentimes they will cherish, absolutely cherish that piece of work forever because it was their foray into that creative world that they had blocked off, really. That's all it was. They had just blocked it off. Maybe they were raising children or, you know, their career. And so they really didn't tap into that until oftentimes later in life. And so when they do, it fills them with so much joy that it's undeniable. It's truly undeniable. I've seen it over, over and over again, not only in myself, but with my clients.
Well, I follow your Facebook page and I'm also in your Facebook group. And I see like when you're doing a project with a group of women and they all post their stuff, I see the comments, I see the artwork, but I love reading the comments, right? Of what they experience, what they took from it. I love the ones that had never done anything like that before. They're like, oh my God, I actually did this, right? It's like something's ignited within them.
Oh yeah, that's really a perfect example, Linda, of a group of women that I started with in my early stages of developing my creativity. And they just have been really along with me and have grown, and the group has grown as well. And I see it. Like I look at their work and I look at their comments too, and the way they interact with each other and the art, I've seen it develop and grow. And it's not, you know, it's not about perfection at all. It's about a process whereby you see your creativity grow into this language, really. It's a language, it's a soul language, and they're able to look at their creations and say, wow, that is powerful, that is meaningful, and be able to share it with each other in that group and in other ways. And those ladies in that group have developed into some beautiful artists, quite frankly. And sometimes they kind of deny it, like, oh no, you know, and they kind of pass it off. But I'm like, no, you need to own this. This is powerful. This is meaningful. Look what you did and look at the language that comes from it, and other people are impacted by your work. So yeah, that's a really good example of that, Linda.
Yeah, not as the witness to their work, right? It touches me. So, you know, I want them, that's why I love to comment is with the times that actually Facebook allows me to see the posts. I love to comment because I want them to know, wow, it for the person receiving it when they share it, it's such, so powerful. So I'm so glad that you have that community to support yourself as well as them. So we're going to take our first break, Cindy, and when we come back, I want to talk about how you started with Zentangle and then it continued your work, especially your work as a certified creative depth coach, because that's one of the core ways you serve your clients. So yes. We're going to be talking about that and so much more. We'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Cindy Wenzel of cindywenzel.com. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is a dear friend, teacher, facilitator, artist, creative, and all-around extraordinary woman. So, Cindy, you said you started with Zentangle and was like, ooh, and it ignited something within you. And then you went on to receive many certifications. You've been diving deep, and one of those is the Certified Creative Depth Coach. So for someone that's never heard that term before, what is a creative depth coach?
That's a great question, because I often wondered that myself, because I saw it listed with some other artists that I was kind of following at the time. And so I looked into it, and what it is, in the simplest of terms, is a way to uncover maybe some past stories in your life or current things that are going on in your life through art processes. So using images, paint, soul collage even, all of those different avenues to spend some time within yourself and really going deep. There is a very deep process within creative depth coaching. And one of the things that we had to do as students was actually act as if we were a client so that we could experience all the different ways that art, creativity, and those processes with images and journaling and whatnot could impact our life in a positive way. And so to just bring about that inner peace within yourself, it's a way to use creativity to address some issues that might be going on in your life, to be able to come through those onto the other side in a positive manner using expressive and narrative arts.
It just sounds so powerful. And for yourself, is that where your healing journey began?
Yes, it was one of the places that it began. I knew that I had some past issues and stories that I was still living with. And they are a part of who I am for sure. And they don't have to define everything that I do in my life. And so using the creative depth depth process and other art mediums, I was able to find that inner peace to change my mindset so that I wasn't so focused on the negative, I guess is the best way to say it, in my life, but to use those things to create happiness in my life. And so these tools were ways that I could add to my toolbox to be healthy. And ever since I've found creativity, or I say it found me, I have embraced it. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't do something in a creative manner, because I know the power, I know the meaning and the healing power that creativity has. And so, yes, it was definitely my first, one of my first forays into that world.
And you can attribute it to being a powerful healing tool that helped you overcome addiction, and you have overcome it for 8 years already. So that's became your replacement for your substance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's many, many types of addiction, and they look all different ways, but mine happened to be alcohol. And, you know, once you don't have that in your life, there is a big amount of time, a big span of time that's available. And so it's figuring out and creating a space that's healthy. And that's what I do with my art. I really do set up a space just for me where I can step in and breathe and, you know, listen to some calming music. And I even close my eyes. I have a whole ritual that I do before I ever kind of move into my creativity. And it fills me up. It fills me up with peace. And it's an amazing, amazing tool that I have found that is always there. So when I feel lonely or I feel depressed, I can go right to the creative process. Journaling is a big part of that as well. But there's always something, and journaling is creative too. Of course, writing is creative. That's a very creative aspect of it all. So yes, without a doubt, I have used these tools every single day since my sobriety date. And it could be used for any kind of challenge that, you know, you may be experiencing. Really gets you out of your head when you're thinking about all that, you know, junk that's in your head. It's nice to have that serenity and peace to be able to just slow down, take a breath, and empty your mind. So yes, it's very much a tool for that.
Yeah, because you've written that, you know, you courageously chose to enter into this creative exploration to shake up the assumptions and allow space to discover your sacred truth and self-limiting stories. And oh, the beautiful thing is, you would never have known back then, that first time you picked up the Zentangle book, that you would now be working with women to help them shake up their assumptions and discover their sacred truth. Isn't it beautiful how your life has come full circle?
Oh yeah, I really have stepped back sometimes and go, wow, you know, the divine spirit definitely intervened on my life in so many fantastic ways. And it's helped me share that with women. Never in a million years did I, if I was back there thinking now that I would be here, no, not in a million years. And I'm so blessed and grateful to have had these experiences, you know, with you and your community and all of the different communities that I'm part of. And I'm here to tell anyone out there that is really struggling with anything, you know, it could be grief or any kind of challenge, that looking for those creative pathways can really bring peace, calm, and serenity to your life. And it has completely changed my thinking and my look at the world in a positive way.
Yeah, and I've known you for a while now. And one of the things I noticed too is the amount of joy you have. It's like the creativity brings you back into the essence of who we all are, right? Joy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, yes, that's it. If to me, it's all about joy and happiness and finding that within yourself and finding that within the world and with each other. It's everything to me. And I truly believe that it's just a little blip when you have a challenge, and then you can make a shift and bring in some different tools to help you shift, and you can be on your way to have that joyful life. And I know we all, you know, not every single minute of every single day is joyful, and we have, you know, down times. However, when you have a toolbox of different things that you can take out and say, let me try this, then you're not stuck. You don't have to be stuck. You can move forward in a positive way.
It's so true. And my spiritual belief system is that we're all wired to be creative because it's a connection to source. And when someone says, what do you mean? I'm like, well, think about it. Think about when you were a child. You would create from the moment you could walk, whether it's building blocks or drawing, you know, your first cartoons. And when you go back to that childlike energy, when you're doing your creative projects now, I think that's as pure of a source energy than you can find.
Oh, absolutely. My goodness. You know, it just takes, you know, looking at watching a child or children playing together. And I always say, gosh, I wish we could bottle that, you know, just bottle that energy and that joy and that passion and be able to have that bottle of positive energy. It's so beautiful to watch that, isn't it? Just to watch that pure, innocent joy. And
But that's what we find when we tap into our creative processes. And like you said at the beginning, it doesn't have to be art and drawing for everyone. Maybe someone makes the beautiful, most beautiful macrame pieces, or knitting, or writing. There is so many ways to be creative. And I think one of the things that keeps us stuck, like it did for my sister, is labeling what the word creative means and putting it in a box, because creativity can't be put in a box.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's it's so expansive. Interestingly enough, my older sister, you know, I've said for years and years and years that she was the creative one, because she can make these unbelievably beautiful quilts and all these different craft things. And she's like, oh no, this is not art. So you're absolutely right about thinking about the walls that we put up around that word creativity, creative. It's everything, really. It's really everything, because even when you're thinking about, you have an idea about something, that is creativity. You are thinking and problem solving and bringing other ideas in, and you're researching. All of that is creative. And I think we sometimes do put it in a box that, you know, the definition of being creative is, you know, making something with our hands. And it's not always that. It's so much more. I mean, just the process of putting words on paper is such a creative endeavor. And, you know, that's something that I didn't even think about when I was in my career at all. I didn't really discover that until I met you. And so it's also those connections. It makes me think of those connections with other people and how we're inspired by other people. I'm inspired on a daily basis by, you know, the positive things about social media, I'll see something and go, oh, wow, I could do this, or I could change it and it could do this, and I could help this person with that. Those connections that we have with other people creates creativity. So
it's those, right? It's like always tapping into creative inspiration of everything we see around us.
Absolutely. Inspiration is everywhere. I can look at something, a piece of art, and it speaks to me, and I can go home and do, you know, something in my own way. Then I realize that that piece of art inspired my piece of art. So absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We are inspired by other people. And I even think in our online communities, which, you know, we switched to entirely during the pandemic. But even now, you know, it's a way for all of us to connect with each other. And even in our online communities, we could have that spiritual and psychological state of calm within those communities. It's so really beautiful thing.
Yeah. We're going to take our next break. And when we come back, I want to give some women some tips about some ways that they can nurture their creative soul.
Oh, and that'd be great.
Yeah, I think so many women needed it. I know I did. You've written for Aspire magazine. So I love sharing your wisdom. We'll be back in a moment, my friends. I am with Cindy Winsel of cindywinsel.com. Be sure you swing by there. She has a powerful free gift about nurturing your creative spirit. And check out all her other programs and resources. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You don't have to identify as a creative to reap the benefits of a daily creativity practice. Even 15 minutes a day offers a wealth of benefits to your emotional, physical, social, and spiritual well-being. As a natural-born teacher and facilitator, Cindy Winsel consciously merges her 35 years as an educator with her in-depth training as a certified creative depth coach, certified Zentangle teacher, soul collage facilitator, journey circles facilitator, and moon circles guide to empathically and joyfully guide women to tap into their creativity through expressive arts as tools for healing and transformation. Cindy works with women ready to step into creative exploration as a tool for healing. Together, you will develop your own exciting insights and approaches that will help you awaken to possibility. Visit cindywinsel.com for creative classes and more.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome back, my friends. I'm with Cindy Winsel. She is a certified creative depth coach, certified Zentangle teacher, soul collage, journey circles, moon circles, everything you can think of. She is passionate about bringing creativity into women's life as tools for healing and transformation. So for the women listening today, like, I don't even know where to start. What are some easy ways they can start to nurture their creative soul?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's a It's a big one, but it can be very simple. It truly can. I think the ways to create your inner peace and calm is different for everyone. But I would just, number one, start with setting up a space wherever you are. In your home, find a space where you can be alone, wherever that may be. And light a candle and take some breaths. Just take some breaths. You could just start as simple as that. Close your eyes, take some breaths, and listen to what is coming in. That's it. Start there. It's important to set up a space for yourself because with all of the, you know, noise going around us, you just need a space where you can be with you and kind of revive yourself for a quick 5 or 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn out way to create inner peace. I even say, you know, finding time while you're in the car, you know, in traffic, maybe you're stopped in traffic, you just center yourself with that breath and take a minute while you're stuck in traffic. That can really center you and bring you peace. That can happen anywhere. You can be in a line somewhere. You can be in a grocery store line. You could be in the dentist office waiting, wherever it is. Just take that little pocket of time that you can create that inner calm.
Create sacred spaces is one way, right? Because first you have it's almost like intentional space. So what's another way that they can stop playing with creativity even if they identify as not being creative?
Absolutely. So with a little longer segment of time, it doesn't have to be a long segment of time. 15 minutes is great. I would take out some paper, any kind of paper. If you have a pen, a marker, a pencil, maybe all three, and just move the materials around on your paper. Take your paper and start making circles with your pen. And you can do it many different ways. You could just start moving your pen around your paper, close your eyes, take a breath, open your eyes, look and see what you have there. That's creation right there. How long does that take? It takes about 5 minutes. If you have a longer amount of time, like 15 minutes, and you have some access to some supplies, like maybe you have some watercolors, maybe you have an image that you like in a magazine and you can just tear it out or you can cut it out. Maybe you have a black marker. Take like three things that you can use on a piece of paper. And set your timer on your phone, like for 10 minutes, and start putting down some color onto your paper. Make some marks on your paper with your magic marker, you know, circles and squares and dots and slashes. If you have an image, you can paste it on your paper. You can use a glue stick, quickly paste it on your paper. Then if you want to write a quote or find a word in a magazine and that speaks to you, then you can cut that out and put it down on your now piece of art. You'll have this right there and you can just leave it there. When the time is up, leave it there. And as you walk by it, the rest of the day, the next day, you will look at that and you will see your soul in that piece of art. It will speak to you. you can have some beautiful energy that comes out of that piece of work. And you can, the next day, journal about it. What is the word that you've put on your paper? Maybe you wrote the word. What is that? What does that mean to you? How is that speaking to you? And start writing. You could turn your paper over and start writing what that means to you. It truly is that simple, Linda. It's just a very whatever you have laying around, but it's about taking that time and start with 5 minutes. Then eventually get up to 15 minutes. If you only do it once a week, it will be a meaningful and powerful experience for you. And then once you start, you maybe will establish a pattern of play. I call it play, because it's a time to just let down, let go, and be, and see what comes out of what you create. And it could be very fun and joyful and upbeat. It doesn't have to always be deep either. So it really is just taking that time to center and then putting materials on paper, letting it sit, going back to it, and seeing what it reveals for you.
It's so beautiful, and there's such simplicity in it. And what I love too is when you mentioned like putting a word on the paper, there's a reason that word floated to their consciousness and they chose it. And I love that the next step is asking yourself through journal writing, what does that mean to you? Because I believe there's a reason your subconscious picked that word. So I love that part of it too. It's like the deep dive in talking to your soul. That's what it sounded like to me.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. There's always a very intuitive process when you are doing this. And as a matter of fact, that's the best way. If you can get your mind out of it and your spirit and your soul and your emotions into it, it will show you what's going on. Maybe you're in a bad place. Maybe you're just in a bad mood. Maybe you're angry at something or yourself. Do this activity, and I guarantee you that in those few minutes of time, you will have completely shifted your mood, and you will walk away and feel a whole lot better. You know, it's a really fantastic way to shift whatever's going on in you that you don't like. And it's quite amazing now that I've been doing it for so long that sometimes it's hard for me to break away from it. So that's why, you know, setting a timer when you're first starting out is helpful, because the time will go by so quickly, you won't even realize it until you look up and you're like, oh my goodness.
Until the family's saying, hey, where's dinner?
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. So,
I love this, Cindy, because I could feel my energy as you would describe in the process. I could feel my own personal energy dropping from my head into my body as I was sitting here listening to you describe the process. It was so beautiful. We're going to take another break, and we're going to be back in a moment, my friends. And Cindy, when we come back, I want to talk about how self-judgment can come in, because I know that's what used to come up for me. So let's face the elephant in the room. And we will be back in a moment, my friends. Again, visit Cindy at cindywinzel.com. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to create and live the divinely guided life intended for you? A life not bound by your past or tied to a specific future. A life beyond your fears and what-ifs that is filled with limitless possibilities. Experiencing an empowered life of fulfillment, joy, and connection is possible when you embrace a spiritual solutions-centered lifestyle. Through her transformational teachings and programs, Lisa Hermata, empowered Life View guide, life transformation mentor, and founder of Love is the Seed, empowers women to break the barriers holding them back from living their sacred truth so they can find greater connection with their inner wisdom and their divine source to co-create a life that brings peace, joy, and self-acceptance. Visit loveistheseed.com for positive guidance and valuable resources to support you in embracing an empowered life view.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and Brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, my friends. Thanks for joining me today. I am with my dear friend, Cindy Winslow, a certified creative depth coach, Zentangle teacher, extraordinary coach, supporting women into stepping into creative exploration and using it as a tool for healing. Her coaching offers this like beautiful, unique blend of psycho-spiritual awareness, various expressive arts, as well as mindfulness, archetypal presence, experiential processes, and journey work. And I can tell you, when you work with Cindy, you will develop your own exciting insights and approaches that will help you awaken to possibility. So Cindy, let's get the elephant out of the room. I know one of the biggest things, I see it in every creative community I'm part of, and I'm a creative, is the self-judgment that comes up, especially when they're in a community and they're like, well, mine doesn't look like hers. You know, mm-hmm. So talk about that, because those wine and paint classes, mm-hmm. I took one and I was having so much fun, but the friends that were with me, two of them kept going, oh my God, mine's not looking like anything like that lady's across the way. And I'm like, stop it. It's not supposed to. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about it. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh boy. Yes. Well, it is alive and well, isn't it? You know, everyone has it. Sometimes we call it our inner critic, right? Self-judgment, inner critic, and it's there because it's there because we problem solve and we judge everything. And it's very common, it's human nature to do that. It's how we are made, how we tick. And the trick is to consider what your inner critic is saying. And the fact that you don't have to listen to your inner critic all the time. So you have to become aware of your self-judger or your inner critic. First of all, become aware of it, that it's actually there. And I've seen some research on this, that the number of times that we actually go there in our mind is kind of amazing. And the way you can shift that inner critic is first to become aware of it, but then start kind of listening to what your inner critic is saying and go, would I say that to my good friend? Would I say that to my sister or my granddaughter? No, you probably wouldn't. And you the thing is you're not going to get rid of your inner critic or your self-judger. It's always going to be there. But if you look at it in a different way, you can actually start becoming more joyful around it. And so I do this process with my clients, and I've done it with myself many, many times. But when my inner critic comes up, I name my inner critic. So give your inner critic or your self-judger a name. Maybe it's, hey, girly, I've used that one before. Like, hey, girly, why are you thinking that you can do this? You're not all that great, so come on. And then I quickly take a piece of paper and I draw an image of who's speaking to me really, really fast with crayons or markers or colored pencils or whatever. And I just make a picture of my self-judger and have fun with it. You know, whatever lands on your paper is supposed to be there, right? And however you name your judger is what it's supposed to be. So then I just paint it up. I actually save these. I put them on little pieces of paper and I actually save them. And sometimes I use, remember finger painting when you were smaller? Just get your fingers in there. And get your fingers in the paint and start moving it with your fingers. Very, very energetic and very energetically lifting of your inner critic. And so I just play around with it. And then I just put it to the side. I'm like, okay, I know you're there. And I'm not going to listen to that today. And then move on. But yeah, you're right. We all have it. We all have it. And it comes up all the time. And so have fun with it. Have fun with it. And just put it to the side and make it so that it doesn't have so much power over you. Because it's like really,
it's like inviting your inner child to come out to play. Like you said earlier, absolutely. You want to take it to a 4-year-old child, right? So why say
right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. We all have those archetypes, right? The inner child. Some of them are positive and some of them are not so positive. That's like the self-judger or the inner critic is not a positive archetype, but we all have it. And, you have to just, I've just decided to honor my inner critic by placing it in an honorable place, which is to the side. And okay, I hear you. You're trying to protect me. And I've listened, and now I'm going to put you over here, and I'm going to move on with what I know to be true, which is I'm a powerful, independent, soul-driven woman. And
yes, and one of the other things too is like fear. It's almost the inner critic is like fear work, because I used to run from my fears and try to smother them because I didn't want to face them, like in my 20s and 30s. So of course, what they just chase me even more. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I started doing deep inner spiritual work where it's like, no, you face what you fear. And when I turned towards those fears, which is kind of like what you just described for the inner critic playtime, I remember saying, okay, just tell me what you want me to know. And then guess what? That voice got quieter. And then I'd go about my business and I'm like, oh my God, all those years I wasted trying to smother it and run from it. Really, it just wants to be heard. It's that little child within us that says, a little nervous that you're trying something new. So yeah, I love all the processes you shared, Cindy, to help us overcome that inner critic.
Well, it's so true what you say there. To kind of wrap that up, I'm just thinking about, I always pushed my fear down, always pushed my inner critic down in very destructive ways. And it doesn't have to be that way. And I've learned that, of course, over the years, that you're right. Our inner critic wants to reach us. It's trying to reach us. And if we just instead of pushing it away, wrap it up in kindness and in beauty, it actually will help us release our inner critic. And then the healing process can really begin, and that journey of healing will be so much more impactful because we've stopped ignoring and pushing down our inner critic.
Oh, so true, my friend. And in the next few minutes, we have a few minutes left. Is there anything coming up that you'd like to share with everyone? This is airing in June. Do you have any special projects coming up in the summer or fall that they can learn about at your website?
Well, I do have a complimentary club opening up in June, and it's complimentary. It's going to be called Club Creative, and it's for any and all creatives, even if you don't identify as a creative. It's going to be a very community of people that want to get together once a month and talk about how we use creativity in our life. So I think it's going to be great for us to get together to do that and just share with each other, what we're doing in our creative realms and how we're impacting ourselves and others. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I always have my Tangle Zone, which is strictly with tangles. We use tangles. And I'm in the works with doing some other things. And so probably the best thing to do is check out my website, cindywenzel.com. And there are some other things on there as well, and a free gift. So yeah.
I got to tell you, you guys want to follow her on social media, especially on Facebook. She's always sharing, and she has a group called Soaring Sisters, because just seeing the work that comes out of there, and of course, grab her free gift at cindywenzel.com, which is Ways to Nurture Your Creative Spirit, because it's been so healing watching her work in the world and how she works with women. It's been an inspiration to me. And Cindy, I'm so glad that our paths have crossed, that we've worked and played together, that you're part of my community. And thank you, my friend, for joining me here today to share your wisdom, because I want all women to tap into that creative spirit, to find lightness and joy and play again in this world that makes everything so damn serious.
Exactly. Yeah. And thank you, Linda. It's been an honor to know you and get to know you better as well. And the whole community of women that you have brought together is really amazing. So thank you so much for this time.
No, you're welcome, my friend. And everyone, I want you to learn more about working with Cindy, her programs, and everything magical that she has coming up. It's time to nurture your creative spirit, my friends. So visit Cindy at cindywenzel.com. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.